Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
First of all, these sanctions are a day late and a ruble short. And secondly, they're mostly symbolic. They target individuals, companies, government agencies that don't have assets in the U.S., that aren't coming to the U.S. So this is largely for show.
That was Cliff May yesterday on Fox News talking about these sanctions announced by the Obama administration against the Russian government. Joining us right now is a scholar with American Enterprise Institute, Leon Aron. He was born in Moscow, came to the United States in the late 70s, and he is the director of the Russian Studies program over at AEI. Thanks for joining us, sir.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, listen, I remember speaking with you about a year and a half ago when Russia started its violent incursion into the Crimean Peninsula, and you were screaming for serious and consequential sanctions and actions from the Obama administration. At that time, you were angry that it was sort of not done, and whatever was done was a slap on the wrist and ineffective. So what's your reaction to what happened yesterday?
Well, it's good that it was done finally, but it is so shamefully late. According to the New York Times report, about 2 weeks ago, a very thorough investigation, the FBI notified the Democratic National Committee of the hacking in September of 2015.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what really I find very regrettable is that all of that was on ice. These measures could have been undertaken a year ago because of the pitiful, completely fantasy-lodged attempts by Secretary Kerry to enlist Russia as an ally in Syria. And if you noticed in today's Washington Post, the announcement of the sanctions against hacking were next on the front page to the so-called peace agreement or truce agreement in Syria, brokered by Turkey and Russia without the U.S. participation. I think towards the end, even this administration decided that it has nothing to lose, that Russia has completely neglected all the overtures by the Obama administration, all Secretary Kerry's visits to Russia and kissing Putin's ring for the past year, and decided finally to do what should have been done a long time ago.
Well, and you point out the fact that the FBI notified the DNC about this in September 2015, almost a year and a half ago. And then the emails were actually leaked in July of this year via WikiLeaks. These are the emails that we assume were acquired through this hacking that the FBI learned about back in 2015. And yet, now, just 23 days left in the Obama, not even 23 days left in the Obama administration, now these actions are taken. Sadly, it looks as though, and are you concerned that it may look as though this is really more about a political move to damage President-elect Donald Trump? That they could have done something before, but now it's really done because Donald Trump is seen as being cozy with Vladimir Putin.
Well, you know, I think more broadly, I think it is certainly done to create a kind of political context in which the new president will take up his relationship with Russia.
Yeah,
I can't say he's boxed in. He can pretty much do whatever he wants, and these sanctions are not obviously passed by Congress, so it's an executive action that could be rescinded. But yes, it does create a certain amount of limitations on at least initial interaction with Russia. The point is, though, that Russia, as the Russian joke goes now, America is at war with Russia, except America doesn't know it. You know, if you follow the Russian media, I have not seen this level of anti-American propaganda, both in terms of extent and intensity, in the last 30 years. Yes, it's good that the administration finally seems to be waking up to this fact, but the fact is that this is just a small part of the overall turn of the Russian policy towards virulent anti-Americanism. And this is going to be a tough job for the next president.
What will the reaction in Russia be? What has the reaction in Russia been when they hear of these specific actions, the expulsion of 35 Russian nationals and the seizing of their assets? Is this even a fly or a speck on a fly on their skin? Do they feel it? Does it make any difference at all?
Well, you know, the protocol is that you have to retaliate in kind. So they probably will, you know, order the expulsion of the same number of U.S. diplomats and so on and so forth. Although, again, Putin has hopes that Trump will be, quotes, more realistic, more understanding, and he probably will restrain the Russian response. Maybe it will not be exactly equal to the American action. Putin has hopes that Trump will conduct, will have great understanding because they're both realists, quote unquote. I think this is false. I think Putin is the most ideological Russian leader since Joseph Stalin, who died in 1953. Mm-hmm. And all of this so-called realism is just for the show. But at the moment, I think the incoming Trump administration believes that it needs to at least explore this idea that the two realists, the two men who like to do business and do deals, could work with each other. I think this bloom will be off the rose very quickly, but I think that's where we're heading.
And if you were advising the president-elect on what his stance with Russia should be, given everything that you know, your history and what you observe, what do you think his first action should be?
His first action should be, indeed, as he seems to be itching to do, have a summit with Vladimir Putin, but really talk turkey.
Yeah.
No slapping, no dear Vladimir, no dear Donald. What have you done to us in Syria? What have you done to undermine not just ours, but democratic systems all over the world? And here's what I'll tell you. You know, I'm not President Obama, who is in this postmodern world where everybody is the same and all ideologists are the same. I believe that we have different ideas of the world. We have different purposes. Fine, stay in Russia and pursue whatever you want. But if you don't, if you begin to interfere with the democratic world, with the free world, there'll be very serious consequences. Mm. This is what he should tell Putin.
All right, we got to leave it there. Leon Aron of American Enterprise Institute, thank you for joining us, sir. Happy New Year to you.
To you too.